Perek Gimel, Seif Ches in the Urza Torah, which is the last Seif in the Sefer. We're going to spend some time working a little bit afterwards on putting things together. Page Ayin Tes. The Sefer concludes with Rav Kook giving Musa to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Giving Musa and Techacha to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Musa Nimrat Zvigadol Tzichim Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Rav Kook begins that the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael need intense Musa. They need to hear some Musa. And there needs to be, I have the responsibility, Rav Kook says, to give them this teichecha, this admonishment. But the Musa that I'm going to give is the opposite of how Musa is usually given, or the type of Musa that's usually given in the world. Everybody's getting all excited, he's going to bash all the tzaddikim. He really does, though. But he just is malbushit in another way. The whole Sefer is crying about what's happening, what could be, what should be, and what's not happening. But the Teichacha here is of a tremendous, tremendous love, as you'll see. Hamidas Akashas, difficult midas, harsh, difficult midas. Hamivias La'odam La'hamidas Erke Haprati. The most difficult midah of all is Gaiva, is conceit. And that egocentric picture of the world that places the self at the center. Muhammad is Erkai Haprati, that establishes his own personal values at the center. Lahagbir is Koyach Pulaso. In order to strengthen the koach of his own personal undertakings. Kol ha'olam kulay hulokui miribui hashpa'osam. The entire world is damaged in this way. The entire world is lacking. Is damaged. Miribui hashpa'osan, because of the great influence that these destructive, egocentric midas have over the person, over people, and that goes, of course, beyond the individual. Atshakol uma imeres aniv avsi oid. At the time of Rav Kook, what the world was suffering from most was extreme nationalism, radical nationalism, which eventually led to Nazism, and the gilui of that type of behavior on the part of nations, of umays, is the sum total of the midos hakoshos of the individuals who comprise the nation. Ad kedekach, that each nation believes aniva avsi oid. That's it. I'm it. There's nobody else. I'm it. Look just this past few weeks with how Russia has been behaving. Not that anybody in his right mind would be surprised by it. Kilo Kilo, the Russia that's in charge over there, did tshuva since his old KGB days. He's still stam a thug, a hoodlum. And the whole hanhaga there is a hanhaga of aniva avsi oid. Aniva avsi oid. There's nobody else, only me. Only me. Me and nothing else. Ani, it's everything is me. And this individual conceit and national conceit leads to the desire to mevatel the entire world, to destroy the world. There's Ruach HaKodesh in what he was saying at the time. To take over the entire world, to mevatel the whole world. Live low also, and to swallow up the entire world. It's hard to know because each one is each piece here is from a different time, so we'd have to trace it back where it is in the. I think it might be from the Kavotsim and what year that was.
It's still some of imperialism.
Yeah.
So is it before World War One or after?
I don't know. It was before the First War.
There were several imperialistic countries at that time who were taking over large swaths of the world.
Yeah.
Before Nazism.
Yeah.
Britain took care of Israel.
That was the fad of the days. Of those days. That was the popular fad in those days. Mm-hmm. What exactly he had in mind. And what was that? What was the day that this was written? I don't know. But that mahalach of levato kol ha'olam kula, of live low also, to swallow up the world. Alkein shoytim chach mehamusa ashem ha'olam b'yisrael abadim l'rakech eskshi ha'leiv. Therefore, the chach mehamusa. The whole avoid is l'rakech is kshi halev, is to soften the harshness and the arrogance of the heart. That's the whole avoid of the Chachmei Musa. And l'hachlish is habirus, to weaken this abirus. Abirus means a certain audacity, strength, but a certain kind of a chutzpah, an audacity. Lachnias agayva. All of Musa is about lachnias agayva, to suppress, to fight against conceit. Lachnias agayva. That's the avod of the Chachmei Musa. V'chol hasif mayotzei me'el hasugim, and all of the outgrowths of gayva. That's the usual mahalach of Musa is to fight against that egocentric way of seeing things, to fight against gaiva, to break the individual, and to open him up to more refined midas. That's the day. That's the way of Musa. The lumaze. Hinei Musa hamitztarech elamulim. So of course says, of course the Chachmei Musa are right. The Chachmei Musa were addressing their teachings to behemoths, to animals, to human beings that act like animals. To human beings who were etzem, arrogant and selfish and so on. And Musa is shooting its arrows at the arrogant heart of the Balgaiva in order to break down to shatter that self-centeredness that is destroying and swallowing up the world. But here Rav Kook says, but as far as the musar that's required, that has to be given to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, to the Tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, hina musar mitztarech l'ma'ulim, to the elevated ones, el hanidboim me'or nishmosim lios gedolim v'adirim, those whose hearts, those whose neshamas are pulling them, are demanding that they become gedolim v'adirim, great and powerful. The musa here is the opposite. What Rav Kook is saying is that your problem is that you're a bunch of chickens. You're big tzaddikim, but you're not leading the people. You dafka need to have this abirus. You need to strengthen the recognition of how important you are and of how critical it is for you to lead the people. In the Svarim HaKadoshim, we've all spoken about this over the years, there's one of the midas that the tzaddikim, beginning from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the tzaddikim are constantly criticizing, is another psula, false humility. False humility doesn't mean that the person is dishonest, because psula doesn't mean something that's necessarily dishonest. Another psula means it's a damaged another, it's possible, it's blemished, and it's not productive. It's a destructive type of anava. It's the anava of a person who doesn't recognize his koiches. The anava of a person who doesn't know how much he could accomplish, of how great he truly is. Of course, to be an anava means to recognize that your greatness is something that you receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Kook turns to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael and he says, the musa that you need is the opposite. It's not the musa to soften the heart. It's not the musa to break the ego. You're not balagaiva. Your problem is you don't have enough self-pride. You don't have enough national pride, pride in Am Yisrael, pride in yourselves. You don't have enough of that. Hanedivu sa'adina, machavis is alev kol kach. Then the divus had the gentle kindness and generosity of spirit, marcheves es halev kol kach, that expands the heart so much of the tzaddikim, umadenes es haregesh, and ennobles and softens the emotions, ad asher es hakol hu margish, the tzaddik feels everything. As kol hatzar shebaolam huchash, the tzaddik feels all of the anguish and the pain of the world. The chofetz lazar leishia, and the tzaddik wants very, very badly to save, to help the world. V'rak al atzmai hu shecheach, but the tzaddik forgets himself, is capable of forgetting himself. Mahalche hanetias shabalah neshama haadina. The paths of the inclinations of those who have this edel neshama, this gentle soul, who are constantly crying and krechsing over the suffering of the world. She kolelas beemes olamolai. The tzaddik has a neshama klolus, not all of the tzaddikim, but the neshama of the tzaddik is one that's kolelus b'emes olam olay. It's not particular. It's not what's hurting me, what's hurting my family, what's hurting my town. It's kolelus b'emes olam olay. It includes the entire world. Ubahavoses atzma yohevis es hakol. This neshama, bahavoses atzma, it's the love of itself, of course, expands. And yohevis es hakol. To love everyone. Yohevis es hakol. Vihi muchana lishkoach es atzma kolil. And as a result of that, the neshama of the tzaddik is prepared to forget itself altogether. And therefore, holchim heim hafuchim minitiyaseim sharoiv habrios. Therefore, the mahalach of these tzaddikim is the opposite of most people. Heim nizramim me'aklal alaprat. The naturally, the sense of the tzaddik is the klal, all that exists, and to feel the pain of all that exists. In the zrama mehaklal al haprat, and the current flows from the tzaddik, from that sense of the klal, and from there to the individual, because the tzaddik is not egocentric. It's not about himself. The natural inclination of the tzaddik is the klal, is everythingness. Hashirayim ba'olam hine be'ineihem heim atzmam. The shirayim of the world, the leftovers, the least important. Hine be'ineihem heim atzmam, that's how they are in their own eyes. Halikuyim kulam shebenavsham mizgalim behem aspeklari etzacha. Ve'ha'or v'ha'yisvan kovish mechusam behem. All of the blemishes, all of the imperfections within themselves, they see very clearly. They see and they magnify all of the imperfections within themselves. They see. Halukuyim kulam shebenavsham mizgalim behem baspeklari etzacha, which means clear. V'ha'or v'ha'yisron kovish muchusam hem. But the light and the yisron, meaning is the milah that they have over the rest of mankind, over the rest of the people, is kovish muchusam hem, is hidden to them. They see all of their faults, and they don't recognize their greatness. Their true greatness is kovish mechusam mehem, is hidden from them. Eila hinam anvei eretz. These are the humble ones of the world. Anvei eretz, the humble ones of the land. And these humble ones, if they would be misroimim, if they would elevate themselves, they do. But the cheshbon of Adaya, the or of kedusha, knowledge and with holiness, the light of and holiness, memalum es ha'olam kulay or v'chaim. They will fill the entire world with light and with life. Mimin ze hinam talmidei chachamim shebe'etz Yisrael. These are the talmidei chachamim of Eretz Yisrael. Kol hatzar ha'olami. All of the anguish of the world. V'kal v'chomer, and how much more so. Kol hatzar ha'amok v'ha'ayom, the deep, deep pain and anguish, the frightening pain and anguish of Knesset Yisrael, of the Jewish people. Next page. Hineu mutba ba'omek levavam, is embedded deep in the hearts of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. V'chosum al nishmasam, and sealed upon their souls. The problem is, Rav Kook says, They feel the pain of the world. They feel the pain of Am Yisrael. But ad she'enim yicholim l'stakel b'soich toicham, but they're so used to not looking in themselves. The opposite of the person of Midas Kashas. These tzaddikim, their entire gaze is upon others. What others are going through, the pain that they're going through. And therefore, to the point that they're incapable of gazing deeper than themselves. Lahakir es gdulosam mesefartam, to recognize their greatness and their glory. They don't see that. As ziv hechsher chachmasam, they don't see the radiance of their great wisdom. Vesadinus rucham, and the edelkeit of their spirit. The taharis hagashasam, and the pureness of their emotions. So here he begins the Musa. This is where the Musa is beginning. Chayovim heim b'nei Eretz Yisrael. The b'nei Eretz Yisrael are obligated b'yuchud chachamel, and particularly the chachamim. L'chapes, to search v'limtzai, and find with the kibbim within themselves es Yisroinim, their greatness, the mile that they have over chachmei chutz laretz. Es Yisroinim. This Yisroin, this mile, this advantage, this greatness, hayonik mital eretz chemda, that is drawn, that is nurtured by the dew of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz chemda, the desirable land, Eretz Yisrael. In other words, instead of sitting and crying and saying Tehillim, the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael must find within themselves that greatness that will bring them to scream, to yell, to lead, to instruct, to teach, to reveal all of the Oyvus of Eretz Yisrael in the Torah that they're learning, in the Torah that they're teaching, that we've been talking about through the entire Sefer. Nechshal hadildul hachitzayni, the stumbling block. Nechshal hadildul of the dildul means detachment and weakness. Hachitzayni, this external weakness, meaning the difficult circumstances of life in Eretz Yisrael. Ha'oni, the poverty, the hamachsa, and the deprivation. Shagam heim hinam totzos tzoros hagolos v'achorban. To themselves, the consequences of the tzora of galus and churban that follows us even when we come back to Eretz Yisrael. The misery, the lack of confidence, the tzibrochenkeit, the poverty of galus traveled with us back to Eretz Yisrael. Even on a very simple level, I mentioned yesterday in the Shia, again, this is, I know it's a very touchy topic, but Laman Ha'emes, just the Metzius, is that in ancient times there was never a steerer between a Jew who's a Talmud Chacham and a Tzaddik, and a Jew who goes and fights the battles of Am Yisrael and goes out to war. There was never a steerer. That whole stira is the totzah of Golus. David Melech was an Elchiyin. David Melech was a big Bentar. And as I mentioned yesterday, that we know from Chazal that David Melech was makbid, that the leaders of the army of David Melech, Davka, the biggest army of Chachamim, because he felt that way there would be the biggest shmir in Siyata Dishmayat, that tzaddikim would go out to war. You think that Yeshua bin Nun, who led us in the conquest of Israel, you think that Yeshua bin Nun was playing like college football or something? I mean, what do you think? He was like some bulvan? He was a... He was like some brute, some wrestler or something. Yeshua bin Nun. Lemosh Techa Oyel. He never left Moshe Ben Asai. The whole Musag that Jews don't do stuff like that. Or like in the old routine from a Jewish comedian, you know, with Jews. Like that when there's a gun, like when there's a gun, so the guy, they're all looking at the gun. Oh, this is a. I don't know the names. I don't know what the names of guns are. I was trying to think of one. I don't know the name. Okay, so there's this kind of gun, this kind of 21, a 22, a 23. The guy, they all look when you take out a gun. They oh yeah, that's a 1965. This and that, and all the Jews say, hey, well, what are you doing with that? Put that away. What are you doing with that? That whole musig is. It's a musik of galus. That's not an Eitzel dikke musik. It's not a gula dikke musik. The sherish of Am Yisrael is a sherish of personal in Tanakh. But we don't see that there were too many kailulim in those days. Sounds like there was a lot of fighting going on. There was a kibbutz. I don't see such a thing of there being a stira that a Jew is a tzaddik and a Jew is a talmid chacham and he doesn't know how to pick up at 22. There was no stira in Tanakh between those two. The Chazal are very, very careful to describe the ways of David HaMelech in the Gemara and Sanhedrin and other places in the Medrash. The same person whose hands were red with the blood because he was answering Shilas and Hilchas Nida. In dealing with these kind of inyanim, the same hands were red with the blood of our enemies. There's an edelkeit, there's a gentleness that has a gentleness that, of course, is a natural trait of Am Yisrael, but over the years of Golus, and being beaten and being broken and watching Goyim fight wars against each other and Jews standing on the side wondering who's going to win, knowing that regardless of who's going to win, the pogroms are going to continue. And my father told me that he remembers his father, Allah Shalom, that they used to joke about how at the time of World War I that there were Jewish soldiers on both sides and there was fighting going on. And I mentioned this once before, there was fighting going on and they had to be in the army of each side. And then they would say, Mincha, Mincha. And then they would come from both sides. I don't know if it's true or it's not true. And they would say, Mincha. And the Jews would go off and they would look at each other, Davin Mincha. And they would go back fighting on the two sides. So over the course of the long years of our galus, and the terrible, terrible poverty, ha'oni v'hamachzer, and the deprivation. Shugam heim hinam toitzos tzoros ha'golus v'churban, which are the result of golus and churban. Shnitach b'yoyis v'aladmas ha'kodesh. That is particularly, what it means exactly, Shanitach b'yoyis aladmas hakodesh. I think it means, what does it mean, Nitach?
Smelted.
If it has using
fading.
So it's fading, it's strongest here. Shanitach b'yoyis aladmas hakodesh. And it became solid, more solid over here in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the conglomeration of Jews from all over Galus. And wherever they came from, they brought with them those experiences that taught them to lack in confidence, to retreat completely into the world of Ruchnius, because Gashmi is horrible. The physical world was horrible. The only place where Jews could succeed was in the Beis Medrash. Then he says, V'hu Baruch Hashem Holech V'upoiches. He says, Baruch Hashem, it's decreasing, things are getting better. Holech V'upoiches, meaning this galus, churban galus way of thinking is decreasing. Holech V'upoiches, it's becoming less. Holech V'oivides Mareyu HaMamir V'hamamorer, it's losing its horrible, accursed, and bitter appearance. But with all of that, Rav Kook says, "Lo yuchal lahachshich al gadol ziv ha'ira." It can't darken. It still can't be allowed to darken. This mentality of galus mustn't darken gadol ziv ha'ira, the great shining light. Hamizbatz betzes umisparetzes, that is like bubbling and exploding. Let's say it's to come out. It wants to break out from that whole way of golus, that whole way of thinking of. Let's say slaharis, and to show and to bring forth and to demonstrate ois chayim mekorach elyon, a sign of life, mekorach elyon, and a great korach, tremendous korach from above. Look, he says the truth is, the natural midah of the nedivei levav, of these tzaddikim, of those with the kind and generous hearts, kol gedolei olam, the gedolim of the world, shoshius kol olam b'hashpasam, who brought salvation to the world with their great hashpah, their nature is liyas shvalim unemargim. And wasn't David the Melech, v'hisi shafel b'einai? And Shol HaMelech. But we saw, you see what Shmuel HaNavi told Shol last week? Shol HaMelech was the biggest honor, was the biggest tzaddik. And Shmuel HaNavi says, Im katam ate beinecha, Roish shivte yisolata. You're small in your own eyes. What do you mean? You're the king of the Jewish people. And Shmuel says, give me your sword. Your problem is not your problem is not arrogance, not conceit. Your problem is you're too big a tzaddik. Al tihi tzaddik harbe. Your nature is to be a shofel, shvalim and imogim, to be unbelievably humble and like to melt before everybody else, to be nothing. Your eyes are constantly upon the rest of the world, how the world is going through such difficulties and suffering, and you're worried about the whole world, and you don't see within yourselves your own greatness, and that you have the koiches to change the whole world. And the way that tzaddikim is this shiftless, v'gam pachdanim. Remember I said before, chickens. A pachda means someone who's lacking in courage, someone who's frightened. I have Baruch Hashem Baba Mitzvah in Lawrence with my nephew, so I plan to walk back. So I was with my parents yesterday. It's unbelievable. So many years have gone by, so I told my parents, I said, so what are you going to do? You're going to dive? I said, no, I'm going to walk back to Woodmere. So I'll walk back to Woodmere after the Suda tonight. I don't want to stay there. I don't want to sleep. I'll just walk back. The family will stay there. I'll walk back tonight. So my father says, who's walking with you? I said, I don't know. I don't know if anybody's coming back to Iraq. My father said, you're not walking there. I said, well, why can't I walk back? So my father says to me, this isn't a Jewish country. I said, Lawrence is very Jewish. He says, there are people who go by in cars. So I had to promise my mother, working out. My mother and father had the problem, so I can't walk by myself. I'm almost 60 years old. Okay, but that's it. It's not a Jewish country. It's not a Jewish country. It's a pachad. And so many years have passed since they lived in that pachad. So many years have passed. But that's, Golis did a good job on us. They did a good job on us. A bunch of pachdonim. Pachdonim. Lacking in courage. Being afraid. My mother, when I was 15, 16 years old, and I decided I wanted to wear a hat on Shabbos, which in those days was a big, big revolutionary thing. That's the pre-flip-out era. So it wasn't so common for guys in that neighborhood to wear a hat. My mother started to cry, and she says, I'm begging you, don't put that on. And nothing to do with religion. She couldn't care less about that, with religion. She doesn't care if I wear a hat. She said, you can leave it in the shtiebel, the hat. Take it there before Shabbos and leave it in the shtiebel. And when you get there, you want to daven in the hat. But don't walk in the street with the hat. They're going to bother you. The whole unique of Golis is a unique of Pachad, which is well-founded. For good reason. A Pachad. And we took that with us wherever we went. And we have that with us. We brought that with us to Eretz Yisrael, also from Me'abra Kanfisaris. The whole Kibbutz Golis brought with him also this inyan of pachdonim, lacking in a certain degree of courage. To be afraid, pachdonim. Va'an v'sonim, yoisimidai, too afraid, too humble, he says. Pachdonim, va'an v'sonim, yoisimidai, too afraid, too humble. Too afraid, too humble. You have any other?
I think it's right. Has Rebbe heard the famous speech that Yair Lapid gave at the Jerusalem College of Technology in the Federal Division?
In Kiryat Ono, he gave a talk. Yeah.
And it was...
He gave Musa.
Yeah.
He gave good Musa.
The struggle between the secular and the
Haredi. He said, you won.
Haredi won. You can't be yourselves only as one party, as one partisan that only has to look out for his own interests. Responsibility for the clown now to go outside of to
it was a good word. He said a good word. It was a good word.
It seems related. It's like, you know, like on the sidelines, you know, but
well, we're still handling the way we did in Golis. It's askonis. We have kind of horror, a tremendous yeshuva from people in Eretz Yisrael. Here in America, it's interesting how the Aguda and the OU and National Council Young Israel have learned a little bit, have come out a little bit and are using shtadlonis in a certain way. In Eretz Yisrael, the mahalach is still from the shtetl. It's one big shtetl. What could I do to get an extra 1,000 shkolim for my maizid? The mentality is very, very, very constricted. It's very, very narrow.
Because they don't work.
Each, of course, that's part of the problem. Right, to make your own, that's part of the problem.
You can't value money if you don't make it.
Each one is sitting in his thing and protecting his turf and fighting for his And it's like it was, you know, with the socialists and the Bundists and it's just goes on. And that's why what he said, of course, is true. It is true that we don't recognize within ourselves the kaychus that we have on all levels to become involved in the economy, to influence. Not in a way of being schnorrers and crawling on our knees to the secular people and begging them for a bigger piece of the pie, but to mamish, to be mashpia, to be mashpia, to be active and to be mashpia, and to, instead of still like schnorrers, just begging for handouts. It's pathetic. It's just pathetic. Pachdonim va'anvesonim yoisim yidai. I told this story in Yeshiva last week that I said here many years ago about Kushner Samagin, with that Yid on Purim, where there's this schlepper that doesn't do anything in his life and he can't take care of his family and everybody, the kids don't have what to eat and they have all their clothing is torn and you know whatever. And he comes into the Kushner Samagin and he's standing there in the back and he comes on Purim and there are 1,000 people there by Kushner Samagin and everybody's coming with Shalchamanas and everybody's to the Rebbe, to the Suda, whatever, to the Tish. And this Yankala stands there in the back and Kushner Samagin says, "No Yankala, where's your Shalchamanas?" And the Yankala doesn't have a penny. Shalchamanas doesn't have for his family. What does he have to bring Shalchamanas? He couldn't believe that he was. But the Rebbe was asking for Shalach Manas. He says, you come to the Rebbe, you don't bring Shalach Manas. The Rebbe says, the Shkuz of mine. What?
Tuna fish.
Not even a can. He comes to the Kuzan Samagas. So the Rebbe says to him, no, hide this Purim. Today's Purim. What are you standing there like that? I want to see some Shalach Manas from you. You come without Shalach Manas. Shalach Manas. So he walks out. He got like a shot from the Rebbe. He walks out and he goes to the makolot, whatever there's over there, and he says, "I want." He starts to take from the shelf at this, and he takes this, and he takes that, and the owner's looking like, "What does he think he's doing over here?" This Yanko, you know, he knows Yanko, and he puts all the stuff. He takes all of it out, and he has all of it, and he says, "Yanko, what are you doing?" He says, "Put it on my paper." Put it, you know, on my thing, on my credit. So he takes Alex from here to Shushan. He has a paper, this guy. He says, "What do you mean?" So Yankel says, "What do you mean? Today's Purim. I have to bring Shalach Manas to the Rebbe. Today's Purim. We'll take care of it after Purim." And he was like so excited. And the guy in the store was smiling. He never saw Yankel speak up and then Yankel had all this stuff, and he comes to the Rebbe with a big Shalach Manas, and he says, "A Felchen Purim, Rebbe, a Felchen Purim." And the Rebbe says, "Ah, Yankel, a Felchen Purim." Rebbe gives Yankel a big shkayach, and then he goes out and he thinks, why should I only bring for the Rebbe? Whatever, my own children. And he goes to another store, to a clothing store, and he takes this clothing, he says that for the dress for this one and this coat and this whatever. He gets all this different stuff, and the guy's looking, "What is Yankel doing?" And he says, "What are you?" He says, "Today's Purim, we'll worry about it tomorrow. Today's Purim." And he's also like very taken up by Yankel's. There's a new Yankel. And he says, "Okay, Yankel, you got it." And he writes it on the paper. And he goes like this to get toys. He's going all over the place. I mean, I don't know, whatever you have in Main Street in Cosmos, he went. And he comes to the house, and the kids are sitting there. Everybody else having a suit. They're sitting there. And he comes in there with food, with meat, and the wife looks at Yankel. And he says, "No, don't ask him what. Today's Purim. Clothing and toys, they're going crazy. It's Mamashka, they're going crazy. It's Purim. The end of the story is that, of course, there's such a thing as Noch Purim. Eventually, it is after Purim. And Yankel owes money to everybody. But Yankel, the new Yankel, it's not the old Yankel, it's not the Golas Yankel. Now the Gula Yankel, the Yankel of redemption, the uncle who was redeemed by the Kushner Samagid and reminded that he's a Jew and to stop walking with his head on the floor, the new Yankel goes to the bank and he says, "I want a loan." And he handled the thing for this amount of rubles and that. And he says, "What? How are you going to pay?" He says, "I could pay." He's like a new Yankel. "I could pay. I'll do this and this." And the end is that he became a tremendous gear. He borrowed money from the bank. He paid back all the places that he owed and he became a big gear. And every Purim he would come Kushner Samagid with the biggest shelf amongst. That's what brought down this. And if he is, because I say, "The uncle, I fell in poem, I fell in poem." The Rebbe took a Golas, a person of Golas, and made him into a person of Gula. That's what a tzaddik can do with a word. Took a person who was on the floor, who never thought of himself as anything, a pachdan, an anvison, afraid, and humble in a destructive way, and told him, "Do you think you're a yid? You're a Yid. That's what we need. That's what we need in Eretz Yisrael. That's what we need for ourselves. That's what Rav Chuk is screaming about. We became too afraid and too humble in Golis. He's saying this to the Chacham Eretz Yisrael. This is the opposite Musa that the Bali Musa give. The Bali Musa, their Musa is always soften the heart, more humble. You're too much of a Balgaiva. You're too arrogant. You're of course giving the opposite Musa. Pachdonim v'an v'sonim yoyisim yidai. Koydim shemizbareres lehem chivosam. Your obligation hasn't yet become clear to you. You have an obligation. Koydim shemizbareres lehem chivosam. Ha'matartem oiz, that encrowns them with courage and with strength. And places into their hands strength and kumimus and uprightness, meaning to be able to stand tall. Strength. To these Chachmei Eretz Yisrael who don't yet see their own greatness, who haven't yet overcome the thousands of years of being beaten and degraded in Golas. We have to call out. Kriya Gadol, we have to call out to them. Lo'odia meharet Sion Atzman. And to tell them, to make known to them from the mountains of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael Atzman, Shehem Chaim Chaim Gedolim. We're done with Golos. Enough. Chaim Chaim Gedolim. Our lives have become big lives. Misherov Oz Vesat Sumais Biyadim. And this tremendous strength and power in their hands. You see what Rabbi Avad Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha, Rabbi Avad Yosef was able to bring up the Sfardish Yidden in the world, not just in Eretz Yisrael. The Sfardim Bechlal, the Teva, the Sfardish Teva, is Bechlal very, very edel. There's a certain edelkeit and humility that's much more prevalent by the Sfardish of the Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim lived in more mechutzav dikke places. Now they're going to more mechutzav dik. And the Sfardish Yidden lost their entire confidence over the years. And when they came to Eretz Yisrael, the first Aliyah and the second Aliyah, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they came like the Ashkenazim of the Balabatim, and the Sfardish take my bag, carry my water, you know. And there's still a lot of that mentality by the Ashkenazim Eretz Yisrael. But the Sfardisha came, and Rabbi Avad Yosef was able to lift them up. Was able to lift up the Sfardim. To restore a certain feeling of confidence. To see the greatness, the koiches, and learning, and Shemir Samitzvahs, and so on. Shemhina mochsharm lefalis nesivus mem kairish al taira. That you have the ability to cave to carve pathways mem kairish al taira from the makar, from the source of taira. Mitaira says it's so mamish. To create paths that come from the depths of Torah, Mitoros Eretz Yisrael Mamish. Shetachzar v'toyer is kol ha'olam kula b'chvoida, that will return and illuminate the entire world. B'chvoida, with its glory, with its honor. That has some like a huge nitzachon this past week in Beit Shemesh. To have some politician there. There's a whole machlekes over some votes, people. You know, all kinds of crooked things going on. I don't know who's the bigger crook, who's the smaller crook. I don't know. It's all crooks. All kinds of politics there. Beit Shemesh itself, so many things going on over there. This is like the biggest nitzachon in the world, that they got their guy the guy that was that could have, there was a vote that he lost being mayor, and now he's mayor, and you would think that this is the guy is like Mashiach Tzidkenu. Guys, you would think he's Mashiach Tzidkenu. They're lifting him up on their shoulders, which if you saw a picture of him, it was quite an accomplishment. They're lifting the guys up on their shoulders. And this guy is like, he's the hero. You know why? Because he's going to get us another 100,000 shekels. The whole thing is such so pathetic. This is the big koyach that we have. that an ex-con, Aryeh Deri, was able to get his man into office. This is the big nitzachon of the Yeshuv in Eretz Yisrael, of the God-fearing Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So now we have one of our guys that's going to be able to handle and negotiate and do all kinds of tricks to come up with a couple more prutas for us. Which I understand, they need the money. I'm not they're poor people. They need the money, but this is the Nineveh goes. Again, I don't know anything about this person. I'm sure he's a very fine guy. I'm not saying Khalil something bad about him. I don't know. But the whole Indian is like an Indian. It's Gol Nefesh to me. This whole thing, how it works with the politics over there. And the Knesset is the biggest bush in front of the whole world that goes on there. It's like being in the marketplace of Sosnovtsi in 1883. That's what the Knesset's like. Sosnovtsi is a town in Poland. It could be any other place that you like. It's like being in the marketplace. And you go into the Knesset, it's a nice building. I mean, I haven't been there in over 40 years. And it looks like it's a regular parliament, like from the rest of the world. But then once guys start to talk, we're in the marketplace in Poland somewhere. It's just the marketplace in Poland. That's all. Haggling, handling, prices. Except we're talking about lies. But it's the same thing. I wonder if the Goyim, when they see these things, they see like tapes of how the Jews conduct themselves in the Knesset. And all the diukim that this even the secular now has still to do all the diukim. They have all of that they got from the Zaydis and the Babis, all the gestures, all the motions, all of the talent and skill when it comes to arguing in the shuk. That they got. The Yerushalayim they don't have from their parents and anything. The Torah they don't have, but they have the skills of the marketplace that have made Jews so successful everywhere in the world. But who we are, Bahamas, as a people. Right, we'll finish this. We'll finish this if next time, because he heads towards the end, and which really is connected to what we're going to be doing to connect, after this mission. So we'll continue.